This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, I've got good levels. Let's see here. Okay. All right. I think we are ready. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And it's John Chuck Show live on this Friday evening with you as day 3 in the books for Falcons training camp. And, of course, we've got all of your coverage as we are the radio flagship home of the Atlanta Falcons. And somebody who knows a little bit about the team, let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. He is the Atlanta Falcons digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. Scott Baer is joining us. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL. Scott, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes on the show with me tonight.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
You know, I want to talk to you first about the relationship between Taylor Heinicke and Desmond Ridder. Do you look at it as a competition? Is it a mentorship? Like, how do you look at that relationship between these two quarterbacks where, you know, Heinicke's got, you know, a few years under his belt, but he's not a 14-year veteran or anything like that. How do you view this relationship between these two guys?
Yeah, well, actually, Taylor spoke to the press earlier on Friday and talked about that very thing. So this is a very timely question. And what he said was that he understands his role here as sort of a mentor with some experience and the clear-cut number two. He harbors, or at least publicly, harbors no illusions that he's going to win this starting gig before the first game of the regular season. And he is taking his job seriously in that he wants to provide the best, advice to Desmond Ridder entering his second year. Taylor's been around the block. He has a lot of starting experience. And where he thinks that he's going to be most valuable, Taylor says, is that during the regular season, when he sees different defenses every single week, Taylor can help him adjust and move on and try to exploit those defensive weaknesses. And actually, Arthur Smith said something very interesting. This is a very gritty, unheralded quarterback room. If you think about it, Desmond Ridder, third-round pick, Taylor Heinicke has been cut a bunch of times and is resilient. Logan Woodside was not a highly touted pick. That these are grinders. These are guys who have similar experiences who've gone from the bottom up and really kind of worked their way into these jobs. So ultimately, I think that there is a strong bond there, but I do think Taylor is under the understanding that, yes, he is the number two, but as the number two, you're always one play away from being number one.
You know, Scott, I have consistently talked about, I think that the low-key best move the Falcons made in this entire offseason wasn't a player or a trade or a draft or anything like that. It was Jerry Gray coming to this team. And when I look at what his track record has been, whether it's working with Jair Alexander, who had nothing but bouquets to throw at Jerry Gray, whether I look at, 2010, when there were a couple of safeties in Seattle named Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor that turned out pretty good. This guy has got a track record for building strong secondary units. And while I think that this has been the biggest improvement in the secondary, again, there is so much more room for, potential, whether it's Jesse Bates getting back on track, whether it's Jeff Okuda, proving that he is, worthy of the third pick of the draft. I just think that the combination of Jerry Gray and the talent in this room, this could be something special for this team.
Yeah, and I was watching practice on Friday, and there was a very small moment that maybe fans didn't pick up on. And Cornell Armstrong, he had great coverage on Zay Malone, one of their undrafted guys. And Cornell had great coverage. He got his hands up, and Zay just plucked it out of the sky for a touchdown. Cornell couldn't have done much better. He fell on the ground. He was laying on the ground, and Jerry Gray came rushing up to him. He didn't come up to yell at him for allowing the touchdown. He didn't pick him up and say, attaboy, get him next time. He waited for Armstrong to stand up and immediately started coaching him on a subtle technical thing that could have turned that touchdown into an incompletion. And that's the type of thing that an experienced secondary coach can offer somebody like Cornell Armstrong, can offer somebody like Jesse Bates, or even some of these top starting quarterbacks. And having that level of that teach first mentality, not always yell first or not always rah-rah first, is something that I think is very important for this group. And look, there's a lot of talent here. There's also a lot to prove here, and I think that Jerry Gray understands that, and I think that he was a perfect addition to this group in terms of helping them from a non-player perspective. I absolutely agree with you, especially after watching him work subtly. Even in the cafeteria, he's always in guys' ears, kind of trying to get them that 0.5% better with everything that he says. I think that's a fantastic observation and something that we're already seeing play out even this early in camp.
Scott Baer, digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's the question that you have that you want to feel like you have a good answer to by the time we get through camp and the preseason? Is there something that you're still looking at and kind of inquisitive about and want some answers by the time we get to the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to go with the obvious here, but we're talking about an offseason that was spent building around – an offseason spent, if I can say that right, helping build around a third-round, second-year quarterback, right? Desmond Ridder, I think, has lots of talent. He has lots of leadership skill. Only 4 starts, right? Got to prove it. He's not going to prove it in the preseason. And whether he plays in a lot of preseason games or not doesn't really matter to me. But can we start to see him take real command and get in a good practice rhythm? How is he going to do in those joint practices against the Dolphins? Are we going to start to see him truly take command of this? Because I think decent quarterback play, and this team is real scary. So that is my biggest question mark, and I may not get the exact answer, but I think that's important. Can they protect Desmond? Can he deliver shots downfield, and can he operate this running game well? Those are going to be key things. I know quarterback is the most obvious answer, but when I look at how the secondary is playing, when I look at how these running backs are playing and how these wideouts are developing and are crisp and big, talented route runners, I think if this quarterback can get these skilled players the ball on time, this offense could be pretty fascinating. I didn't say excellent, but could be pretty fascinating. So I need to see more positives from this quarterback as we continue throughout the preseason.
And Scott, to that point, I mean, the things I look at, and again, Desmond was my favorite draft pick last year because I loved watching him in college, and the kid's a winner, and I always talk about this on my show that there is something innate about winning. I don't care if you put up big numbers, big stat. Like, there are a lot of NFL quarterbacks that put up huge numbers that their franchise never advances. They don't win. And at the end of the day, give me a guy who wins. Give me a guy who, whether he puts up big numbers or not, finds a way to win games. And I think that was the impressive thing about Ridder, is that you not only saw him get better, But they finished 2-2 down the stretch. And say what you will, but again, you know, for a kid to come in his first four games and be able to kind of pull that off, and again, there wasn't really a whole lot to play for, and guys are not trying to get hurt and things like that, but he did find a way to win ball games, and he did get better each week. That's the thing that impresses me about him, is that you look at what his college career is. This kid's a winner through and through. He took Cincinnati to levels that they never even imagined that they could go to, and that's what I love about him, just his ability to find ways to win games, and just, again, you don't overwow, you know, he's not overwhelming people with stats, but he's just a winner through and through.
Yeah, I mean, 44-6 in college. My favorite stat is undefeated at home. Mm-hmm. And I hate to keep bringing up these small kind of little details, but that's, I think, what we're looking for as indicators of what a player can be. And against New Orleans, in his NFL debut, in a tough place to play against a very good defense, I think they had a 4th-and-15 or something. And like in the fourth quarter, they're trying to come back and tie or either win that game. And the ball felt incomplete. Right, kind of hit Drake London in the hands and didn't really stick. But the ball was delivered on a line, under pressure, exactly where it was supposed to go. The throw was not the problem why that play wasn't complete. But he found a way. I know preseason doesn't mean a gosh darn thing, right? But it's fourth down. He's scrambling all over the place against the Lions. Gets outside, fires an absolute bullet to Jared Bernhardt down the field, right? That gamer mentality is so crucial for quarterbacks, especially for quarterbacks with a good run game, because eventually that run game can take you a while. Maybe it can win you some games. Maybe the explosive playmakers can help you. But there's going to be a select number of times, John, and you and I both know this, I'm making them a number, 4, 5, 3 games, where it's going to come down to the fourth quarter, and it's going to be on the quarterback to deliver the ball on time when it matters most. Can he do that? Some guys with massive stats cannot. I think that Desmond has that kind of gamer gene, and I think that that's going to help the Falcons this season.
All right, Scott, I am a huge proponent, and I talk religiously about this on my show, sacking the quarterback. If you can't do anything else in the NFL on defense, if you can sack the quarterback, you can be a playoff-caliber defense. Does Ebba Cady or somebody like that, can they find a way to be an 8 or 10 sack guy? Again, I always talk about 40 is that magical number, that if you can get to 40 sacks in the NFL, you can be a playoff team and even beyond. Do we have enough in the pass rush? Could there be a signing? You know, again, Ingram, Houston, Ngakoue, there are guys that are out there that their job is to kill quarterbacks for a living. Could we see somebody added? Do you think that we have enough as we go into the season right now?
Yeah, I like that you brought up the number 40, right? Because it's really easy to say, all right, well, the Falcons added a bunch to their defensive line. Are they the Eagles? No, right? Are they the next caliber at 50? Are they going to jump, you know, 25 or 30 sacks in one season based upon the talent that's been added to this team? No, right? They're still learning the scheme. I think that they could get to that number. I think that they could cross that line without a 10-sack guy, because I think there's, off the top of my head, there might be 5 or 6 guys who can get to 5. And I think that that's really important. And then you kind of add some other sacks, other places. A guy who could get to 8 is Grady Jarrett, right? Because now all of a sudden, he had 6.5 last year, and he won't ever say this, so I will. He was getting double teamed and sometimes even more. And now he's got Onyemata, and he's got Campbell, and he's got Dupree, as healthy as he's been in the last 3 years. And Arnold Ebikadi is doing a bunch of different things in these outside linebacker roles that I think, as fans will see Ryan Nielsen's defense come together, you're going to see these outside backers do a lot of interesting things. So I think it could be a by committee thing. I don't think that there's necessarily one dominant pass rusher on this team, but I think that there's a big enough collection of talent here where like you could look at a Caden Ellis 5, Bud Dupree 6, Jarrett 8, Onyemata 4, Campbell 5.5, and AK 5.5, and all of a sudden they come at you in waves and from different locations. They have speed at linebacker. They can do so much with delayed blitzes that I think that. And I go back to Ryan Nielsen's introductory press conference. He was asked, can you improve this pass rush? And he got that kind of smile that he's got going, and he just goes, we're going to get it going. And you could just tell the confidence. So I think that confidence is wearing off on his players. maybe not a 10-sack guy, but I think that by committee, they're going to be much better getting after the quarterback. And sacks matter more than pressures. They just do. Game-changing plays, and I do think that that number will go up. 40, I'm taking the over there.
So last question for you. Is there a guy that you're looking at on this roster that maybe we're not talking enough about that is low-key, maybe going to have a big impact for this team? Is there somebody that you're kind of eyeballing that we're not really giving, you know, enough talk to about that will be a big key for this roster this year?
I wouldn't call Mac Hollins unheralded, right? Because people know who he is. He had kind of a breakout year last year, about 700 yards for the Vegas Raiders. But he's always been a special teamer before that. So you kind of wonder, okay, was that just a good opportunity or what comes next? But having watched him play, and I told him this on Friday, is that he's a big guy who plays big. And he is a physical receiver. And he runs really crisp, aggressive routes. And when you look at, okay, like what's, you know, like wide receiver one, Drake London, okay, what's wide receiver two? He's a tight end by Kyle Pitts, right? And who cares about the numbers? But I think that Mac Hollins is going to find a way to assert himself, especially on third and medium, right? Third and pushing 8 or 10. And he's going to be aggressive and available in those types of situations. And, yeah, he's not like an undrafted guy, but I think he's a guy that could step in and be that player. I also look at a guy like D. Alford, right? We all know he's from a small college in CFL. That's another guy. You ask Jerry Gray, you ask Steven Jackson, their other secondary coach, you ask Ryan Nielsen. There's no bad things to have been said about him. No bad things to have been said to this point about Clark Phillips. And I think that between Mac Hollins and those kind of depth pieces in the secondary, that maybe one of those guys emerges and becomes a really, really good slot corner right away, or becomes that third option in the pattern that makes the Falcons a lot more dangerous. That's how they can kind of take those next levels. In order to be good, right, you got to have your stars play like stars, and then you need elevated games, or like elevated play from some of these guys that we're talking about. If they can get elevated play from Mac Hollins and D. Alford and guys like that, again, this team has a chance. This division is wide open. It doesn't mean it's a given for the Falcons. It's going to be competitive. Can they compete? I think that's the recipe to do it.
Yeah, the joke is outplay your contract, right? That's the term for it. Scott Baer is the digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Scott, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much for a few minutes on the show tonight. We will certainly chat again soon.
100%. Thanks for the time, man.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. All right, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much for a few minutes on the show tonight. So,
100%, man. That was great.
Yeah, thanks. So we will we'll definitely talk to you again here soon, man. We'll catch up.
Awesome. All right, man. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.